Life is full of personal wins. I'm still waiting for mine. Whether it's cleaning your house or getting that dream car, winning at life is a great feeling. And with the State Farm Personal Price Plan, you can keep winning when you create an affordable price just for you by bundling your home and auto. Chrissy, you're always on top of all of this.
Well, I am very deficient in some areas, but this is not one of them. I also love how personal State Farm is. I love my State Farm agent, Mike. Shout out to Mike. And guess what? Today, you guys can talk to a State Farm agent to learn how to bundle and save with the Personal Price Plan. Like a good neighbor, wait for it, State Farm is there. Prices are based on rating plans that vary by state. Coverage options are selected by the customer. Availability, amount on discounts and savings, and eligibility vary by state.
Hey, Carissa Thompson here for Pro Plan Sport, advanced nutrition for active dogs like ours. I love getting active with my dogs, Willis and Daisy. So whether we're on one of our daily runs together or exploring down at my ranch, I count on them to keep up with me. That's where Pro Plan Sport comes in. Pro Plan Sport is advanced nutrition made to fuel strength and stamina in active dogs. So whether you're heading out to explore a new trail or looking to set a personal best on a run, start your journey off right with the high-performance fuel your dogs need to keep pushing you every step of the way. Pro Plan Sport. Discover the power of advanced nutrition for strength and stamina at ProPlanSport.com.
Tired of not being able to get a hold of anyone when you have questions about your credit card? With 24/7 US-based live customer service from Discover, everyone has the option to talk to a real person anytime, day or night. Yes, you heard that right. You can talk to a human on the Discover customer team anytime.
So the next time you have a question about your credit card, call 1-800-DISCOVER to get the service you deserve. Limitations apply. See terms at discover.com/creditcard.
What's up, this your boy Lil Duval, and check out my podcast, Conversations with Unc, on the Black Effect Podcast Network. Each and every Tuesday, Conversations with Unc podcast feature casual and in-depth talk about ebbs and flows of life and the pursuit of happiness. Unlike my work on stage, I tap into a more serious and sensitive side to give life advice and simply offer words of encouragement, yet remind folks to never forget to laugh. Every Tuesday, listen to Conversations with Unc, hosted by Lil Duval on the Black Effect Podcast Network, iHeartRadio app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Presented by AT&T. Connecting changes everything.
So now I'm doing the straddle move, and I feel like as a former hurdler, my ability to get up and over the legs is pretty good. But now I'm looking around and other people are like, this girl is really taking liberties. And if this woman woke up, I am giving a full lap dance, and like, she probably, because she was so lovely, wouldn't care. But everyone around me is looking like, what are we doing?
Calm Down with Aaron and Carissa is a production of iHeartRadio. Too much cleavage, huh?
How much is too much cleavage? That's a headline, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome to the Calm Down podcast. Hoda and Jenna, who we love. A New York Times article said, toes out in the workplace, you might want to tread carefully. But then the conversation turned to how much cleavage is too much cleavage in the workplace.
And what did they say? Do you know?
No, it was like, well, what is? It was just like an opinion thing. Like, how much is too much? I think if you have to question it, it's too much. I remember, especially for our Sunday show. Hi, everybody. If you just joined us. Hi. Welcome to the Calm Down podcast.
It's your Sunday show.
Our Sunday show. I remember the words of our old Fox Sports president. He's like, people are coming home from church. They don't need to question whether you're coming home from a club. They're coming home from church, sister. And that's always been sort of like a good. Now, I, in my early years, probably wore dresses that were too short because I thought I was cute. But like now I'm very cognizant of like, no one needs to see all that in the morning. It is early. I'm getting my coffee and leave something to the imagination. What's happening?
Wait, I feel like where we are too, you're in the studio. It's early where you are. And then where we are, it's like, you got people looking down. I'm tall, so I'm almost eye level with the athlete, but a lot of them have to look down. I don't need it.
I don't want to have to be worried about it either.
Yeah.
All of the things.
I'm running, I'm bending over, I'm picking up pens so I can fluff my hair.
That's still one of my favorite tricks that Aaron does. So very early on in our friendship, and we, I think, bonded over the trivial things like hair extensions or something dumb, and we were talking about how you fluff them up. And so then she taught me the bend and snap move. For those of you listening, it's the old drop the pen and from Legally Blonde, bend, flip that hair, and snap. Although there's been plenty of times where I have, for sure, when I had all the individuals, was running my fingers like through the back part of my hair and one would come out in my hand. And then you have to do the like twist it like it's spaghetti on a fork and hide it. And then you find them in your freaking coat pockets later, like individual strands. So gross. Yeah.
So we say that we do that out in, well, in the studio, you have a hair person that, you know, fluffs you up and gets you ready. But out on the field, and when Carissa was doing sideline, we don't have a hair person. I mean, you're lucky if you even have a mirror. Now you're lucky you can look at your phone, but that grosses me out. So it's, you know, you're usually out on the field for a good 2 hours before. There's really no fluff time. So I would stand there. I'd have the team behind me. And I'm like, I know my hair just needs to do like a big little shush to get these, you know, all into place. So I just drop my pen, pick it up, flip it up. And then I'd always look at my my handheld photographer and he'd be like, great. And then I feel great about myself.
Hey, Carissa, good to see you. I was always self-conscious about pulling out a mirror when I was on the sidelines or even I'm a little bit now I don't really care as much, obviously, about anything. Mirror when I'm on set at for Thursday night out on the field. I don't know. I just feel like it's one of those things. This is my own shit where it's like, oh, she's more worried about what she looks like than about what she's saying. And
I feel it. I feel you.
And I don't know why I'm. You know, like I said, I'm a little bit better than I used to be about it, but I would like go way down, like with, like almost by like where my bag is and like have like shit, you know, over my head so that no one would see me like looking in a mirror or like freshening up. But yeah, I don't know. That's my own stuff.
Shit's changed though in our world. It really has.
Yeah, there's a lot of, I mean, outfit now it's like a whole vanity set for some people out there. Like, oh my God, you're going to miss your hit. You're on in 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. We got a great show for you. Aaron and I were just talking. It's that time of year where, you know, we're here. It's April, mid-April. We aren't ramped up, obviously, for anything football yet, but there are some of these voluntary workouts happening. You got the NFL draft coming up. But for us, it's sort of like get all the crap that we need to get done in the off season now. You're booking appointments. You're doing things like that. You look gorgeous. I'm still in my pajamas. But you look gorgeous. You had a shoot this morning, and then you got in the pool with Macaroon. So we're going to discuss that. We're also going to talk about our little pet peeves that I'm spending a lot of time with Steve and I love him so much, but we've got a little pet peeve situation. And if he walks in here, I'm sure the list about me is long and distinguished.
He's good material for us.
Yep. And then I'm also going to ask you guys, the listeners, I've got a question for you because our live show is coming up. What else we got going on, Aaron?
I love that. We're going to get some more Ryan reactions. Forget Ryan's roses. We have Ryan's reactions.
Ryan, for you, those of you guys that don't know, is our wonderful producer, and we love to get a male perspective on things. He's great. And so, all right, let's go back. You had a shoot this morning. That's why your hair is looking fabulous. And are those individual lashes? What's happening here?
Oh, these are a lot. This is Jamie Makeup. You know Jamie well.
Jamie, what up, girl?
She's the best. Check her out on Instagram, Jamie Makeup. She has her
own line. Me with those trips to Sephora.
She and her little guys, microphone. I'm going to show you right now which makeup gives you acne and which makeup gives you cystic acne. Follow
she's
me.
Great.
Yeah, she's the best. She's always a good time. Did a little shoot today for Arm & Hammer. You heard me.
Nice.
Deep clean laundry. I'm a big laundry. That goes, I, well,
oh my
I
God,
know who I'm going to send it to.
Oh, God.
Did that and then had a swim lesson with Macaroni. He's doing so well. He's going under, closing his eyes. We need him to kick a little bit more when he's under. His good friend Theo is kicking a lot, but Theo's a month older. So, but he's doing well. He's coming up and he's like, and then I start singing, five little monkeys jumping on the bed.
One fell off and bumped his head. Mama called the doctor. And those are some of the ones that I remember from my good old days. Kids love that.
They do.
That's great. That's so fun. So you're in the pool with him.
In the pool. I kept my makeup on and I tied my hair up because I was like, I don't want to have to do it for the podcast, which brings me to my next thing. We talked about it on our pregame show. I'm a square. I don't do anything. I mean, I get Botox. We get it. I color my hair. I have, you know, extensions when I'm on air. I got a tattoo last year
this
when
was
one
big
of my best
for
friends
her, you guys.
Was
big.
Traded. I was very upset, emotional, very overserved, and decided to go get a tattoo with her. Stupid. Love
we
her,
still not
but it was
sure
stupid.
What it means, but yeah, nope. It says the word this and she've tried to explain it, but okay. So yeah. Somebody asked, will you get more tattoos? And
sure. I'm not planning on it, but who knows? I mean, somebody else may get traded in my life. I went and got a much needed facial because I had discussed on the regular big show that my face mm-hmm. was furry. I am taking some Nutrafol and it makes you, yeah, grow hair on your face. Apparently that's the side effect for me. So I looked like Howie's sister. Got a derma, like whatever. They cut, shaved my beard and all that. And then my sweet girl,
don't
Holly
say
goes,
beard.
Well, it looked like one. It was all over my face. It was like a whatever. She goes, would you like your brows laminated? I did it.
What does that mean?
I just feel like, I don't know. They laminated my brows. So they kind of look like Jillian's and they're fluffy.
Wait, time out. What do you mean you don't know what that means?
Like, whoa. I don't know. She put like a lamination on my brows so they look fluffier. Because like, normally they were like just like gel? Weird slits. No, it's just permanent, but they're very hard. It's like if you put too much hairspray on, it feels like you put too much hairspray on them.
And so does it make them stand up? Like,
yeah, it's like fluffier. So today when Jamie Makeup did me, I was like, whoa, it looks like I have butterflies on my eye or on my eyebrows. And I was like, am I keeping it like this? And she said, yeah, I think this is what you're going to start doing. But oh, I'm curious. I'm curious okay. the vibe with football, like what the guys are going to say, because I will be honest
I
and
don't
open.
Know.
You no will. When you see me up close in a couple of weeks, you'll notice. You'll see me. But
you
I
think Brock Purdy's going to say, Aaron, something's different about you. Did you laminate your eyebrows?
No, well, he may. You know that. What? He may. He may, or Trent Williams. I do believe they will care. Listen, I got to tell you something. Before Jillian came to work with us, I had an instance where we had a makeup artist. She did a full face on me. I didn't have time to wipe it down or hose it down, like I like to say. I went up to a quarterback who I know very well. He
yes,
turned around
I remember
and went,
story.
And I was like, we have to get rid of this makeup artist immediately. I ran to the official's bathroom. I took a towel. I probably took a flag that they threw on the field. And
you were offsides. Okay. You, my dear, and the makeup artist got a holding penalty for holding that concealer too long. Oh, my God. 10 yards.
Too many men on the field. You know what I mean?
Your makeup looks great, though.
Jamie's
I just don't, I'm just excited to see up close and personal this lamination. So yeah. I appreciate, as I keep trying to look and see what the fluffiness is about. I love the less, or I mean the like least amount of makeup I can put on the better. Like I said, I haven't put on, being out here, I don't put on makeup ever. I mean, I don't even brush my hair.
I don't need to.
On real clothes. I don't really care. I always laugh. Like some of these other podcasts that I see, like the girls, the women that are on them, they look incredible. They're like ready. And I'm like, you should see our podcast as the years have gone on. It's like, there's just like, this is my favorite when people say this, like, oh, I love how like self-deprecating or like whatever they'll say, like, oh, how you guys just don't care. I'm like, is this an indication of not caring? But anyway.
How about what Sam Byrne said to us at Yellowstone Club? Oh. He goes, yeah, you guys are very dressed down for your podcast.
Exactly, Sam. By dress down, you mean don't recognize you. Mm-hmm. My favorite is when people go like this, like, oh, you look different than you do on TV. I'm like, you think? Because I have 17 pounds of makeup on. I'm under studio lights and I'm done up. This is me. Yeah. Okay, folks, take it or leave it. She's got laminated brows. I've got a lip tint. That's all I got. I just look like I permanently have lipstick on all the time. And it's the best thing that I've done.
It looks so good.
But I have to stop. I can't do the brows. Like, you know, when they do those, what's it called?
I don't know.
Not
that's what I thought I was getting done, but it wasn't.
No, they call it like, is it micro? Nah, it's
microblading.
Is that what it
macroblading?
Is?
Macroblading. So I'm
sounds
such a loser.
Like,
I don't know.
I don't know what it sounds
like.
Ryan, I don't
look it up. You don't need it, Ryan. Your brows are great.
It's something where they make you, basically it's like you tattoo the eyebrow yeah. thing so you don't have to fill them in. I can't do that. We can't yeah. have the lips and the eyebrow. Like, pick a lane here, sister. Okay. So no, I did that lip tint and I'm very happy with it. Although I do need to go back because right now it looks like I'm just wearing Spice lip liner. So we need to fill it on all the way.
Don't get burned.
I know. That's what Steve's like. You know, men are so funny. He goes, well, I don't think you need to go back and do that. And I was like, no, I have to do it. I have to do the second round. And he goes, I don't think you should do that because he doesn't want me to have happened the
yeah.
last time. Anyways. I mean, look, I had a lot of plans to improve myself this off season, and you know, the schedule got filled up. I wasn't able to do it, so here we are.
Maybe I'll do a lamination. What did I say?
Microblading.
Get a rubber band and
yeah.
Microblading.
All right, I'll just say it. I wanted to get my, I wanted my neck to be pulled back. I can't do it right now.
I told her to just get a rubber band.
So she told me to just, yeah, because I'm getting that thing
I have it too.
Under here. Whatever, it's fine. Microblading, I'm not going to, yeah, we're not going to be doing that.
I can't.
Guys, everyone loves a win, even if it's small. I had two big ones. I mean, congratulations to me. Let's celebrate. Finally cleaned out the fridge and the garage with all the nasty crap in the drawer from last Christmas, maybe even Thanksgiving. And I'm getting somewhere on my closet. Purging, organizing. What about you?
My big wins have to do with the cute little animals up at the ranch. Simba, who's my rescue, graduated. He doesn't have to stay in the crate overnight. He can hang out with the big boys at night. And also my sweet little baby chicks are thriving. So no matter if your win is big or small, it's still a win and it calls for a celebration. And who's cheering right beside you? Say it with me, Erin.
State Farm.
The State Farm Personal Price Plan helps you create an affordable price just for you. So talk to a State Farm agent today to learn how you can bundle and save with the Personal Price Plan. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there. Prices are based on rating plans that vary by state. Coverage options are selected by the customer. Availability, amount of discounts and savings, and eligibility vary by state.
Hey, Carissa Thompson here for Pro Plan Sport, advanced nutrition for active dogs like ours. I love getting active with my dogs, Willis and Daisy. So whether we're on one of our daily runs together or exploring down at my ranch, I count on them to keep up with me. That's where Pro Plan Sport comes in. Pro Plan Sport is advanced nutrition made to fuel strength and stamina in active dogs. So whether you're heading out to explore a new trail or looking to set a personal best on a run, start your journey off right with the high-performance fuel your dogs need to keep pushing you every step of the way. Pro Plan Sport. Discover the power of advanced nutrition for strength and stamina at ProPlanSport.com.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
This is it. Your moment. This is your time to make your comeback with Purdue Global. When you come back with a Purdue Global degree, you create opportunity for yourself, your family, and your future. It's a degree you can be proud of, a degree that employers will trust and respect. Purdue Global offers working adults like you over 175 flexible degree programs to meet your specific career goals. These include associate, bachelor's, master's, and doctoral degrees and certificates. Purdue Global degree programs range from nursing to business to communication and more. Whatever your interest, we have the degree that will move you forward. You have the knowledge. You have the experience. Now it's time to get credit for the work you've done and earn the recognition you deserve with Purdue Global. Purdue's online university for working adults. You know you're worth it. We do too. So don't wait another second to get the degree that will take your career to the next level. Start your comeback today at purdueglobal.edu.
Speaking of seeing one another in real life, and you look different than you do on television, hopefully we will see anyone that's listening to this, 150 of you on May 9th at the Hollywood Improv for our live Netflix show. So Erin and I were talking about this. What do you guys want us to talk about?
Because what do you want to hear?
Obviously, we'll just go on a tangent and then that, all of a sudden our time together in 1 hour will be up and you'll be like, what did we just listen to?
Right.
Us rambling. But do you guys want us to tell stories? Like, do you want us to answer questions from the audience? I really want to know what you guys want us to talk about. So send us a DM or write
please
on our
still show
whatever,
up.
Or please still show up. Yeah, that too. But yeah, I think I wanna have a better idea of what you guys, if you're buying a ticket to this, which by the way, the tickets are not like free. You bought this ticket. So what do you want us to do? Do you want us to make me a bicycle clown? Mm-hmm. I mean, we'll sing and we'll dance. Whatever you want.
I love when I go to these kind of not events. You know, I love when I do improv. I love when I go to speaking engagements. I love Q&A. Now you could get mm-hmm. something that you were like, whoa, wasn't vetted. But if it isn't, I'll be like, I feel uncomfortable. Next question. But I love hearing what people want to talk about. One of the best questions I ever got at a speaking engagement was, I am an avid fan of Dancing with the Stars. And when you danced on the show, where did they put your microphones? Mm. And I thought that was a phenomenal question. Your microphones for Dancing with the Stars for the women are in your bra cups. And very much so, they try to make sure that one bra cup doesn't look bigger than the other, because that would be awkward on national television. So they kind of have to even it out with the materials and the padding and so forth, because you have a big mic pack. The men's mic pack?
In their pants.
If they fall in a certain area or you need them, that's going to hurt even worse. Yeah, because they have to hide it. So that's what our dress rehearsals were all about. They were all about like seeing our costumes under the lighting, the spacing, our hair and makeup. Did that look good? Were we tan enough? Did the mic, because sometimes the mic would come out in the middle, a string would be out and you just rip it off. But then you hope, like, you know, you don't rip your top off. There's a lot of stuff.
I have
that
a lot of questions about this. This is my Q&A, because I've never talked to you about this, actually. I feel like that's like, it was like 10,000 years ago. And we weren't the friends that we were now. Not that that matters in terms of lines of questioning, but we've never talked about Dancing with the Stars. Okay.
So when I danced or hosted?
Both. But the dance in particular, as it pertains to this conversation, the dancing. Now, you have a background in dance. You're an incredible dancer. But what was the hardest dance to learn? Why was it so hard? Because everyone says that when you go on a show like that, like, it's like the hardest thing that you'll ever do. Like, what is it? Is it about remembering step? Like, what is the hard part? The physical?
I was pretty good at remembering the steps. The two things that were the hardest for me was being sexual on air and sensuous and letting, and I was single at the time, and letting this hot guy rub up on me. And I felt like Baby from Dancing or Dirty Dancing when Patrick Swayze did this, and she was like, like, I just felt so stupid. The other thing was, there's three things actually. You couldn't chew gum during rehearsals because they didn't want you chomping, because you were always mic'd up. You always were mic'd up.
That's
the only time you weren't mic'd up.
You hate that.
Yeah, and you're like this. Mm-hmm. And you, he's like, and like, it was weird because my dancer, Maxim, never had shitty breath. My breath, I was like,
no,
so I always hid gum under my tongue because I was like, I can't do this and work out. You know, when you work out, your breath is terrible. It's,
well, you're having to remember enough. I don't want to have to be worried about my hygiene at that moment.
No. And the third thing is, ballroom dancing is so different from any ballet, jazz, contemporary, lyrical that you've ever learned. It's so hard. You are leading.
That's impressive. You just rattled those all off. I'm like,
well,
what?
And acro. It's so much harder. The hardest dance I had to learn was my very first one, which was the cha-cha, which is a lot of steps all at once. And I was just not into the rhythm. I was not great. I nailed the high kick. Bruno said my first dance, I was very bendy, but I sucked at the cha-cha.
Do you still remember it?
No.
No. God, no. Okay. And then spray tans. That's my next question. How often were you getting a spray tan, and did it look great in person, or did it look like the one that I suggested you get that one time and it looked terrible?
We were just talking about that because I'm going to get one for our trip in a couple weeks.
I need that.
Spray basically tan. Got sponged bath. Like, we went for the day before the show, we went to the practice studio and they coated us in our bra and our underwear because we had to look basically Brazilian on air. It looks better.
Beautiful.
And then we would take a shower and then they would touch us up in hair and makeup before we went out. My armpits smelled horrific. The other thing is, you could shave your armpits 1,000 times, but that spray tan got into the follicle, so it always looked like you needed to shave. My sheets, my leather jackets, everything was stained. My blazers were stained, and I just smelled gnarly. But
you
damn it, great. It looked good
you
on
looked
camera.
Great. Yeah, exactly. But you looked great. Okay, so then on the hosting side of things, did you have a favorite dress? Like, did you ever hear this Vanna White has never worn the same dress twice?
And how many,
I know,
how many shows?
30 years or however long she'd been on the show. But she said that. She said she had never worn the same dress twice. Did you have a favorite dress? Mm-hmm. And what was the hardest part about hosting a live show like that?
favorite outfit wasn't a dress. I wore a pair of green sequin pants, which I loved, and just a black top. And I just felt so free because half the time I was always in tight dresses with 8,000 mic packs, IFBs, because one was if my mic failed on live television, I had a backup. I had another IVF. I had another IFB, all that. So that was really difficult. Hardest part? I don't know, because live is just, it's what we do.
Yeah. But I just figured
it's like, not like dancing, walking down the damn stairs in my heels on live TV. I was always like, I'm gonna fucking fall. Hate it.
I would be peeing my pants if I had to do a dance like that on live television.
My feet used to sweat so bad in my shoes when I was dancing because that's where I was so nervous. And I was like, fuck. And also I was the same height as Max and I couldn't be higher. So thank God you would have been so annoyed. I had
those kitten heels.
Yeah. But it's hard to dance in high heels.
Yeah. Although I found some old videos of us from the Super Bowl a couple of years ago. It's not hard to dance in some high heels. I found some crazy videos of you and I in Arizona.
Oh my God, I was in tennis shoes. You were in high heels. You looked great.
We were having the best time.
Good for us.
I know.
Somebody should.
Adorable. Okay, so we have some great headlines this week, ladies and gentlemen.
Are we bringing in Rye?
We are going to bring in Ryan for... some other topics that we had earlier on the pregame show. So, Rye, come on in. And then you can weigh in if you want to. You can do whatever you want on our other headlines. But
is that a new microphone?
Listen.
Ryan, ladies and gentlemen, put your hands together. This guy looks like, I was like, what year did you step out of with that microphone?
Pat Sajak, Casey Kasem.
That's right. Throwing it back. No, it was time. If we're going to do Ryan's reaction, we got to do it right. So...
Cutie.
Here we are.
Your adorable. Eyebrows don't need laminating.
No,
your eyebrows
don't.
Are perfect.
Also, I got to react to that real quick. The both of you now.
Oh.
Carissa and you, Aaron. What is with this showing up to the spa for one treatment? And then it's like getting a car wash. Like, yeah, sure. Throw on the wax. Throw this on. Like, how do these
point,
decisions
Ryan.
Happen? Is it just in the moment? You're like, yeah, go ahead.
In
do that
moment.
To my face. Like, I have
you know
a
why?
Real hard
They're
time.
They're good salesmen.
Oh, okay.
Mm-hmm. That's what they are. Oh, you need a new serum? You got to try this. Like shit like
Don't
that.
Look
it
at
piles
the bill.
Up.
Yep. Sure, but a serum's like you could just like put it on your face and it's no big deal. Like what if your eyebrows were going to fall out or something like that?
Tattoo my eyebrows and my lips and go ahead and shave my face with a box cutter. Well, Ryan, in the moment, she's right. It's being a good salesperson, but it's also like if it's going to make me look better, I'm in a vulnerable spot. So go ahead and do anything that's going to make me look better.
I'm also in a heated bed. I feel very cozy.
Yeah.
Like I'm in your like very like heated robe. And also you're looking at my nose. So if you tell me it needs to be waxed, I believe you.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. I just...
Have you ever waxed your eyebrows, Ryan?
No, I've never... I don't think I've waxed anything. I don't think I've ever...
Whoa.
Yeah, no.
Has Jared ever waxed his eyebrows?
I don't think so. Jared has... Do you know this, Carissa? Jared has, on the inside of his nose right here, it looks like a massive blackhead. It is a stitch. When he was cut, I don't know, by a puck or a stick, they had to stitch him up. And one of the stitches didn't dissolve, and it stuck in his nose, and it's grown over.
On the inside
of
his nose?
Like, no, it's right here, the outside. So it looks like a giant blackhead. It's a stitch.
Oh, no.
I know.
I thought you were going to say he had, like, his nose pierced at one point, and then, like, it's like a hole. I was like, whoa, Jared Stoll. Not what I would have thought.
Strollsy. Guys, everyone loves a win, even if it's small. I had two big ones. I mean, congratulations to me. Let's celebrate. Finally cleaned out the fridge and the garage with all the nasty crap in the drawer from last Christmas, maybe even Thanksgiving. And I'm getting somewhere on my closet. Purging, organizing. What about you?
My big wins have to do with the cute little animals up at the ranch. Simba, who's my rescue, graduated. He doesn't have to stay in the crate overnight. He can hang out with the big boys at night. And also my sweet little baby chicks are thriving. So no matter if your win is big or small, it's still a win, and it calls for a celebration. And who's cheering right beside you? Say it with me, Erin.
State Farm.
The State Farm Personal Price Plan helps you create an affordable price just for you. So talk to a State Farm agent today to learn how you can bundle and save with the Personal Price Plan. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there. Prices are based on rating plans that vary by state. Coverage options are selected by the customer. Availability, amount of discounts and savings, and eligibility vary by state.
Hey, Carissa Thompson here for Pro Plan Sport, advanced nutrition for active dogs like ours. I love getting active with my dogs, Willis and Daisy. So whether we're on one of our daily runs together or exploring down at my ranch, I count on them to keep up with me. That's where Pro Plan Sport comes in. Pro Plan Sport is advanced nutrition made to fuel strength and stamina in active dogs. So whether you're heading out to explore a new trail or looking to set a personal best on a run, start your journey off right with the high-performance fuel your dogs need to keep pushing you every step of the way. Pro Plan Sport. Discover the power of advanced nutrition for strength and stamina at ProPlanSport.com.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
This is it. Your moment. This is your time to make your comeback with Purdue Global. When you come back with a Purdue Global degree, you create opportunity for yourself, your family, and your future. It's a degree you can be proud of, a degree that employers will trust and respect. Purdue Global offers working adults like you over 175 flexible degree programs to meet your specific career goals. These include associate, bachelor's, master's, and doctoral degrees and certificates. Purdue Global degree programs range from nursing to business to communication and more. Whatever your interest, we have the degree that will move you forward. You have the knowledge. You have the experience. Now it's time to get credit for the work you've done and earn the recognition you deserve with Purdue Global. Purdue's online university for working adults. You know you're worth it. We do too. So don't wait another second to get the degree that will take your career to the next level. Start your comeback today at PurdueGlobal.edu.
Okay, speaking of significant others, here's the segue. So on the pregame, we were discussing, one of our wonderful listeners, Gio, had written in and asked what happens in a relationship if you're giving more than you're receiving. And I had brought up the point that Steve does a lot of wonderful things, but while here at the ranch, I do the laundry, not because I just started doing it and I do it for both of us. And then there was piles and piles of laundry and he hadn't been saying thank you. And I'm really big on, maybe that's like one of my love languages, like words of affirmation or gratitude, whatever the fucking love language is, just say thank you. And I will do the laundry for the rest of your life, just as long as you acknowledge it. So I threw all the laundry in the bathroom because he wasn't saying thank you for it. So I was like, fuck him. So here's all the laundry on the floor and let's see if he notices. To which he said, I said to him after the laundry being there for almost 24 hours, I said, did you want to say anything or pick up your laundry? He goes, oh, I didn't know what you were doing with that on the floor. And I was like, bro, I'm trying to make a statement that like your laundry's all over the floor because I'm not doing
How's
it.
How's your eyesight?
Anyways, Ryan, your thoughts on couples like doing each other's laundry. Mm-hmm. Okay. That's part of the question. The other part of the question is like in our house, it's like if there's something on the stairs, then you have to take it up. Most of the time it is the laundry. Like if you're walking over the things. So those are two different parts, but like your thoughts on household chores.
Going back to something that you had said in the pregame, him acknowledging the clean clothes by calling it clean clothes mountain and not saying
clean clothes mountain,
but not then thanking you for the laundry is a hell of a move. That is
clean clothes mountain's getting really tall.
Yeah, so, look, I had a similar situation that I had to own up to. My wife and I were out of the country for 2 weeks. We came back and then she immediately had to go on a work trip for 3 nights. And she had said, hey, can you take care of some of the laundry while I'm gone? I was like, I got that. No problem. Well, guess who came back 3 days later and guess who forgot to do the laundry? Yeah, I was. Right. Yeah, I messed up that one badly. And so as soon as she got home and she's unpacking her bag and she saw that the laundry was still in the basket, she goes, I really, really needed you to do that. And I was like, damn, I messed that one up badly.
Yeah, so she didn't lose her temper. She just said, I really, that's like goes along with our Valentine's Day conversation, Carissa.
Yeah.
No, she,
that was Aaron a good way to handle our temper.
Yeah, she, and it's just, you could tell how upset she was at that point. And I was like, yeah, you're right. I'm sorry. I should have done that. And she goes,
why'd you forget?
No. I honestly, I don't know. Just she, so she does normally do the laundry. And so I think it was just something that I, is not in my normal routine. So 3 days pass and all of a sudden she came home and I was like, hey, welcome home. She's like, I needed you to do the laundry. And I was like, fucked that one up badly. So,
okay, that's very mature. And I want you to answer the other part of the question. And then I have a follow-up because I'm trying to be more organized with my
family. Sure.
So wait, go, your thoughts on if there's stuff on the stairs, do you guys have a rule about taking them up or?
So we have definitely tried to work on that, but at least it is equal parts delinquent on leaving stuff on the stairs. So it is not a, it bothers one person and they're having to constantly complain and ask that it's we should like, oh, I hate that you do that. But it is something that we're like, we probably shouldn't be leaving so much stuff on the stairs, but whatever. And we both do it. So it's not like a rub and we're not like getting into annoyances over it.
It's all my shit. It's all mine. I throw it on there. It's all my shit. And we had discussed in another podcast, don't put it down, put it away. That's something my parents were trying to do. It's great. And I forgot about it already, which I knew would happen. But Jarrett, Carissa, Steve, myself, we were all in Montana. I had put my shit on the stairs. I went to go up to our bedroom and Jarrett's like, And I was like, well, I was already like I already had momentum up the stairs and like stopping.
That's what she said.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Can't stop
she
the momentum.
Went against, no. She went against what we talked about, which was you had to deliberately walk over shit to go up the stairs. And Jarrett called her out on it. And then that was her excuse, is that her momentum took her up the stairs so she couldn't talk or she couldn't stop and pick it up. I said, Aaron, that is an insane excuse.
It is.
Your momentum? Ridiculous. Okay, so this is when you were talking about doing laundry. Okay. And you mentioned your wife is out of town. This is another question. When you, because I remember, I don't know where I was. Kyle Brandt was on our podcast and I wasn't on for whatever reason. And you guys, Aaron, you were talking about food that you order when Jarrett's not in town. So do you guys, so Steve's about to leave for a couple of days. By the time this airs, it won't matter for security reasons. Got it. Remove this. Steve's going to leave for a few days. I can't fucking wait. I'm going because I'm very diligent. Like, I don't want plates in the sink. I don't want clothes on the floor. I don't want the towel not hung up. Like, I like to keep in order. The couch needs to be put back in the morning if you fell asleep the night before and there's like a blanket. No, everything needs to be put in its place. When he's gone, shit's everywhere. We're throwing the blankets. There's kitchen. There's
you
dishes
do?
In the sink. I do because I feel like I'm rebelling against my own rules where I'm like, yes, the parents are gone. I get to do whatever I want. I don't have to be like so routine about it. I can't freaking wait. There's just going to be shit everywhere. And then right before he comes home, I clean it all up.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Do you guys do that?
No, I keep things pretty orderly around here, except for, you know, remembering to do the laundry. But yeah, no, I definitely am much more in line with just keeping everything exactly as it is. Because I actually,
you don't, Aaron?
I hate that. I hate having to feel like I all of a sudden have to make up for all the things that I left around the house. And now it's taking 30 minutes or 45 minutes to get it all in order instead of just doing it in the moment.
Well, we have a song now at our house, thanks to Gracie's Corner. If you have a toddler, you know it well. It's time for cleanup.
We don't.
It's time for cleanup. It's time for cleanup. And Ryan, put our things away. It's time for cleanup. So I sing it to Macaroni. Having somebody live with us for Mac, a nanny, has made me, it's time for, I don't want to be a slob, but up in my room, I'm a fucking slob because that's my domain. So if Jared's away, I can be a slob there. But yeah, he comes home. It's like, it's time for a cleanup. It's time for a cleanup.
I feel like you would be like that with him because he's so hyper clean.
So hyper clean.
The minute he walks out the door, you're like,
I find that interesting, though, for you, though, Carissa, because so for Erin, it's like she gets to actually let loose from having Jarrett making sure that the house is such a certain way. But you're giving yourself a break when Steve's gone?
100%.
I'm going to tell you why.
And there's a psychology behind that. It's a great question. It's a great question, right? Because if I show that, like, I put all my shit away and the, you know, the dishes are done and everything's clean and orderly, then he feels the need that, like, he has to do that. Because if that's how I'm operating, then he's got to do it. If I just let myself always be like that, then he's going to be like, oh, okay, well, then that's just how she rolls. No. I'm tricking him. I'm making him think that this is always how I am. And then when he's gone, all hell breaks loose.
And you're rebelling against yourself. Like, you take that, bitch.
Yeah.
You take that. How does that feel? Yeah.
But then
he's dropped this to
you like that.
So
he's leaving dirty clothes all over the bathroom floor. So I don't think it's working out that well.
Yeah, good point.
Oh, shit. That's my point. But that's my point where I'm like, I want him to know that that is not acceptable behavior. We do not just leave our stuff all over the floor. Unless I'm not home. And you want those 3 days when I'm out of town for Thursday night football? Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, you could just leave your shit all over the floor. I feel like Jennifer Aniston in The Breakup right now. You want to leave your shit all over the floor? You do that. You wear a belt that doesn't match. Your shirt's too big. Gary.
Again, her body. Wow.
So good. That white dress.
So good.
Okay. Now. Erin, you want to read the headline? Because I know Ryan has thoughts on this one, too.
Which one are we doing?
The airplane
okay.
one.
And if I would have been kicked off. It would have been...
God, I look crazy.
No, you look great. Okay. A woman kept reaching across me to close the window on our flight. This is a headline. Basically, this woman was flying in the window seat because she liked looking out the window. A woman sitting next to her reached in front of her multiple times to close the window shade. I turned to her and said, next time you fly, book a window seat if you want to control the window. Or at least treat me like a human and ask me before you violate my personal space. What you did is unbelievably rude. I wouldn't have even said that. I would have been like, first of all, knock it off. Get mm-hmm. out of here. Mm-hmm. And probably told.
What's your name? What's your tattle name? You have a tattle
no,
name.
No,
what was it? No, you have a reporter
Nosy
name.
Rosie.
Nosy Rosie.
Nosy Rosie. Nosy Rosie is her investigative journalist name. But you are a tattletale.
I am. Get your hand out of my face.
I'm just saying, Ryan's not. Oh,
spatial awareness is huge.
100%. First of all, this story, it said that she basically waited until the end of the flight to tell this person that. After the second time, the first time is like,
are you insane?
That was a weird thing that happened. Huh. We're going to act like that didn't just happen. And then after time two, it's like, hey, no, we're done here.
Yeah.
And yeah, I'm also with you. Yeah. Whenever there's someone doing some messed up stuff on the flight or not abiding by general flight space respecting each other, I'm immediately bing, let's go, got a problem.
I'm too
here.
Scared. I don't want a disaster.
Wait, you do a tattletale thing
100%
too?
Tattletale.
Oh, see, I'm not brave enough to do it.
I mean, it's also it's always circumstantial.
On Rye?
We had a long flight a couple years ago, and this woman came on, and I was on the aisle, my wife was sitting next to her, and we were doing like legs over underneath our chair. We had bags that we were trying to fit into the underneath the seat in front of us, which were too big. We're like putting up the armrest, which is a weird thing to do when you're sitting next to a stranger. Like, I was like,
oh, that's interesting. Oh, yeah. The armrest up.
Mm-mm. Yeah, we were.
Okay, how do you guys feel about this? This happened to me on my last flight. Sit next to this woman who is on television. She couldn't have been lovelier. I've watched her for years on television. I'll admit her name. Don't think she probably wants me saying, not that she'd care, actually. She like, it couldn't have been lovelier. Like the second I sat down, I was like, oh, I know who she is. And like, we just started chatting, whatever. Well, she's on the aisle at I'm window. Well, she had told me even before the flight takes off, she's like, and this was Atlanta to LA, 4.5 hour flight. She's like, oh, the second the flight takes off, I'm out. And I'm like, oh, yeah, I usually fall asleep on planes, too. It was an early morning flight. So I'm thinking, no big deal. We're both going to fall asleep. For whatever reason, I am wide awake. I have to pee every 5 seconds. And now I have not discussed with her the protocol on can I climb over you to go to the bathroom? Because I'm thinking I'm going to be sleeping the whole time. So now I'm doing the straddle move. And I feel like as a former hurdler, my ability to get up and over the legs is pretty good. But now I'm looking around, and other people are like, this girl yes. is really taking liberties. And if this woman woke up, I am giving a full lap dance. And like, she probably, because she was so lovely, wouldn't care. But everyone around me is looking like, what are we doing? And I couldn't help it. I had to pee constantly.
And it's almost like, and you have to stand up on the armrest to step down. Like, there's right. a whole Cirque du Soleil situation.
And I don't want to wake her up. Right. Because she was exhausted. This woman has like 10 jobs, and I'm all I could think about like, is I'd be furious. Yeah. Close. Be furious if this, if anyone woke me up and I'm sleeping and you're waking up to straddle me to go to the bathroom. Like, how much are we drinking? Stop ordering the coffee and the water, lady. No, cut her off. So yeah, what do we do? I had to do it. I have a chronic UTI situation. I can't be holding this, you know? That was going to be my excuse when she woke up. Sorry, I have a medical condition. So have you guys had to do that before and like climb over someone and it's not good?
No. It's why I've stopped doing window seats, because I have to pee so much and I want to try to be, you know, fresh and hydrated when I get off the plane, because I also know we're going to go out, our crew, and have some cocktails.
Have you ever had someone try to come like step over you and you woke up?
No, I feel like people just wake me up and they don't care. Excuse me, I have to pee.
I should have woke her up.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. Well, that's the situation.
I mean, it seems like you were successful in it. Like, she didn't wake up?
Oh, no, she didn't wake up.
Well, then,
great.
I think you did a great job then. Yeah. I don't think there's any issue with that.
I just felt rude. I felt rude. I was like, oh, this is a lot.
I mean, it's obviously a lose-lose situation, right? Because you're feeling like you're going to be rude and inconveniencing her by waking her up every 5 minutes. So that's not great. But I think you found a way to thread the needle and find a win there by pulling off the gymnastics, and she never woke up. And
we're not talking about her spiral, ladies and gentlemen. We are talking about her bathroom dismount. Thread that needle.
And with that, I feel like we've really thread the needle on this show, you know? Right, where are we timing wise?
We are at about 36 minutes right now.
Oh my God, that's enough. I have to go brush my hair.
That's enough of me.
No, I won't. Who am I kidding? I gotta go laminate my eyebrows.
We love you guys.
Ryan, we love you. And you guys, please, please, please send us DMs or comment on the clips or anything like that of what you want us to talk about on our live show May 9th. It's right around the corner. What are we going to talk about?
It's time for cleanup. It's time for cleanup.
It's time for cleanup.
It's time for cleanup.
No more monkeys jumping on the bed. Steve, clean up your shit.
Calm Down with Erin and Carissa is a production of iHeartRadio. For more podcasts from iHeartRadio, visit the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts. Hey, it's Erin Andrews here for Pro Plan Sport, advanced nutrition for active dogs like ours. I love getting active with my golden retriever, Howie, and whether we're heading out on an epic hike or simply taking our daily run together, I count on him to keep up with me every step of the way. Pro Plan Sport is advanced nutrition made to fuel strength and stamina in active dogs. So wherever you and your dog's next adventure takes you, start it off right with the advanced nutrition of Pro Plan Sport. Learn more at ProPlanSport.com.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
Are you on the hunt for a new home this spring, but don't know where to start? Fisher Homes is your solution. Your new home should reflect you from the front door to the kitchen and even your outdoor space. Start your journey by selecting your ideal home site, like in a cul-de-sac or that's tree-lined, and then choose from a variety of expertly designed floor plans. Bring it all together at our Lifestyle Design Center. Let Fisher Homes be your new home solution this spring and start making memories at fisherhomes.com.
Hey everyone, this is Jody Sweetin from the podcast How Rude, Tanneritos. I've been needing a quick getaway with my family, and the 2024 Hyundai Santa Fe is the perfect vehicle to take us there. It has standard third row seating, so I'm able to pack my entire family, plus pets in the car, while also having enough room for our camping essentials. Available H-Track all-wheel drive will get us through any dirt trails, and available dual wireless charging pads will ensure we never have to worry about getting stuck with a dead phone in the middle of nowhere. Visit HyundaiUSA.com. or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.